David Barnhill. How are you, Barney?
Good morning, lads. How are we going?
Very, very well. How is the vibe there in the Riverina?
Yeah, no, things have been building up nicely. It's always our the best week in for business in Wagga Wagga. So everyone's primed around the town. A lot of people started rolling in. Some started coming in Sunday, Monday. Had a good crew around the joint last night, and it's just going to build next few days.
Dave, lots of expectation in this studio about the Calcutta. Loz has been bragging about it all year. So Mido and I, our first opportunity. What can we expect, buddy?
Well, Thursday we've got a bit of a warm up Calcutta for the town play tonight, and it's just a bit of a looser upper and get the cobwebs out. But tomorrow night we're going to put a marquee up in the car park just to cater for the extra people. We're thinking one of our big dogs, Maxie Whitby's, he's down for the camp with some surgery. We're going to Skype him in from Sydney.
Oh, how good.
So he's got some buyers on the floor, and he'll be able to bid and buy for him. So we're thinking we're going to be up near the 104,000.
Yeah, that was massive a couple of years ago, Barney, when you got up around that $100,000 mark. And again, we're expecting it to be high on Thursday night. But you also got the Middle League breakfast on Friday morning?
Yeah, we're kicking off about 7:30 Friday morning. We've got Danny Badiris is going to make a show. We're hopefully Ricky Stewart will be turning up. Obviously, you boys will pop in for Yarn. We've also got Ty England's going to come and say good day to the locals as well, which should be great.
How do they get tickets to that event, Barney? Do they ring or they just turn up on the morning?
Well, they can just ring up and put their name down on the door, or they can just turn up and buy it on the day. We'll have plenty of space, but we do think we'll get to the 180 for the breakfast.
Now, paint the picture for us, Barney, because Pup and I are expecting just, you know, being in his home area of the Riverina.
King Daly.
It's just going to be just disgusting to watch just the love and praise for Laurie
Daly.
He's already
warned us he's not going to talk to us the whole time.
Yeah, the tunnel that will go through, and it's like Moses parting the Red Sea as Loz walks into the town.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt Loz is a celebrity out this way, and the boys, there'll be busloads of people coming across from Junee. He's great mate Dunk, we are leading the charge. But our biggest concern down south was what we were going to put in. Well, Loz is easy to cater for, just a couple of rushes on Melbourne. He's pretty basic, Loz.
I know what's coming here.
We weren't too sure what Clarky was going to
And what did you go for, buddy?
Well, I went, when I was a boy, I couldn't get some fancy gins in. I went over yesterday, I got some Hendrix and some ink gin. I'm not sure if that's your game,
Matt,
especially.
I'll drink whatever you got.
What about the Red Bull?
If you got some Red Bull, that'll help.
We've got plenty of Red Bulls.
just get him a white wine spritzer.
A couple of West Coast coolers.
But it is a big week for the town, though, Barn, isn't it? You got the racing Thursday, Friday, Calcutta, and then you got the breakfast on the Friday. But also the Raiders are taking on Newcastle on the Saturday. So that's good for the community as well.
It's just like a massive all-up, isn't it? It's just all happening in town. The MTC's, think of the track's looking a treat down there. They're expecting record crowds with no limitations down there, I don't think. Then obviously the Raiders are coming to town to play the Knights, and very well supported those two clubs out here, and with a couple of superstars in the Knights side, there should be a capacity crowd out there as well. So that's all, yeah, it all bodes well for the cracking weekend.
If I could take you back 12 months, Barm, what was it like down there, you know, for you guys? Because I know how big it is for the community, and, you know, local businesses would have been doing it tough because they rely on weekends like this.
It was crazy times, you know. Like, we kept the Punters Club afloat. I'd go in there on Saturdays and sitting there by myself, and just the bets would be rolling in, and just process those through the tab. But quite times. But I mean, things have been, you know, I think everyone's bounced back well. Regional areas are just thriving at the moment. Water's booming. You can't buy a block of land. House prices are surging, and you can't get a rental. Water's going cracking. So yeah. We can't complain at all, mate. And when they first told us that it's going to be closed for 6 months, that made us sit down and go, geez, that's a long time. But it was 2 months, and I think we've all recovered very well.
Yeah, it's great to see regional New South Wales, Home and Orange on the weekend. They're saying exactly the same stuff as Barney's saying. You just can't get a rental in town. Place is thriving.
Oh, that's magic. Yeah, it's sensational.
Yep. Now, how are you enjoying the footy, Barney?
No, I'm enjoying the footy. Some sides have been up and down. The Dragons surprised me early there with their form, but they've dropped off the last few weeks. But I've really enjoyed watching some of the sides play. And it's funny, you know, my wife actually is watching more football now than she ever has. So when I used to play, she'd just sit down and read a magazine and talk to the girls. But she loves watching the Storm play. And some of the sides, the good sides, she likes watching the Storm play. Don't know what's going on there.
What about the Raiders, mate, our old club?
Going off the boil a bit, haven't they? The papers are bringing a few interesting stories about a bit of a dissension in the camp, but I'm sure Ricky will sort that all out. The roster's too good, Lodge, as you know. It's a good roster. When they get all their players back, I still think they're going to be there at the back end of the season when it's counted.
Yeah, I get that feeling too. If they can all produce their best, they'll be there or thereabouts. And, mate, finally from me, you're still wearing the Lycra? You're still bike riding?
I do don the Lycra occasionally.
How embarrassing.
For all the bike riders.
Never,
for all the bike riders listening.
For a tough man. One of the toughest blokes who have ever played the game.
You
and
ride
he rides
a bicycle in
Lycra.
If you ride a bike, you're weak.
No,
is that
in
what
Lycra.
You're saying?
Yeah. Just be normal and wear shorts. Undies. Don't worry about the chafing.
Mate.
I started off in the shorts, and when I finally got to the group, the first day in the group, the boys said, listen, I'll meet you at half past six, lose the shorts. So I turned up in the tights, the mask. But now I'm past that. Now I'm shopping in tights. I'm having coffee in tights.
Got the bike shoes on. You see them in the cafe walking to pay their bill. They got the bike spikes on.
Oh, you don't go and order your coffee with the helmet on, though, do you?
No. I've just come off a broken ankle, but I'm just getting back into it. So, but I'm still doing a little bit, Loz.
Oh, beautiful. Always looked after yourself, but for a hard man in Lycra, I don't like it.
See, with Loz, you've got to be in a bad boy muscle singlet and footy shorts. Otherwise, not
doing
good
bicep curls in the gym.
Exactly, just looking at yourself. Barney, look, mate, we can't wait to get to the William Farrow and just experience this Calcutta tomorrow night. And we've got quite a few texts here of people who are heading there from across the state. Looking forward to it, mate, and thanks so much for having us when we get there tomorrow.
No, thanks for the boys. We'll have a beer tomorrow afternoon, and it'd be good to catch up.